Now it's working. All right, it's time for sports. Jeez. Imagine that, 20 seconds just to get into the deal of being able to record. Well, in baseball yesterday, the Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays, to the Toronto Rays. Listen to me. To Tampa Bay, 3-2. And the Yankees, of course, won their game 12-7. We'll talk about that in just a second. The Mets, I do believe, lost last night. The Padres beat the Mets by a score of 7-2. Like I said, there was just yesterday, once again, in that Yankee game, I stayed up for the beginning of the game. I think it was 2-0. 2-0 in the first inning against the Yankees. And I turned it off and said, you know what? This game is going to be another wild game, and there's no way that I'll be able to stay up and watch the whole thing. So I turned it off and I went to bed. And sure enough, the Yankees scored out of the next. The Yankees ended up winning the game 10-7. And they slugged 3 home runs in the game. I think between the Yankees and the Twins, I think in that series, the Yankees averaged 10 runs a game in that 3-game series. The Twins averaged a little over 8 runs a game in that series. And I think the total combination of home runs hit by both teams was somewhere around 15 or 16 home runs, maybe 17 home runs in that series. So once again, baseball put on a display that is just so much offense. And I'm sorry, I know people think that it's exciting, but it gets boring after a while to see so many games like that. I'm seeing if that's the only game that was that way last night. It looks that way. It looks like every other game in the league. Well, the Cardinals beat the Pirates 14-8. See if there's any more. The Yankees won 10-7. So those were the only two games last night that featured obnoxiously high scores. There you go. So the Yankees now, if we take a look at the standings, and remember now, we're in the home stretch here. We're in the home stretch. The Yankees have now played 101 games, and they are 31 games above 500. So that means there's 61 games left in the season. The Yankees have a 10-game lead over Tampa Bay, 11 games over Boston. Now, I know all these teams, Tampa Bay, the Yankees, and Boston, play each other a lot the next week. But when you look at it realistically, the Yankees, if they were to go in their last, in their last 61 games, if the Yankees were to go 41 and 20, the Red Sox would have to go, 51-10 to catch them. I don't know. I think that Tampa Bay and Boston are fighting for the wild card. Minnesota now is down to a two-game lead over Cleveland in the AL Central. I do believe Cleveland is going to catch up and pass them. Houston has a 7.5-game lead over Oakland. In the National League, Atlanta is down to a 4-game bulge over Washington, who I think are coming on strong and have a chance to win that division now after being mired well below 500. Philadelphia is 5.5 games back. The Mets are out of it. They're 13 games back. In the NL Central, the Cubs have a 0.5-game lead over St. Louis, a 2-game lead over Milwaukee. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh have slipped back to 8.5 games back. The Dodgers have a 14.5-game lead over Arizona and San Francisco. But San Francisco has really come way back, where they're at least in the playoff race right now. But if you look, who has the most wins in the majors? The Dodgers, 67. Who has the next most wins in the majors? Well, Houston and the Yankees at 66 each. The Yankees only have 35 losses. Houston has 38 losses. So you take a look at the winning percentage. The Dodgers are at 644. The Yankees are at 653. and Houston is at 635. So the best record in baseball at this point belongs to the New York Yankees. So congratulations to the Yankees. So that is the way things look in sports for this morning here on The Breakfast Club.